reading and sermon by Pastor Daniel Krieger and guest preachers of the Word. Learn more about Zion Lutheran Church, the Christian faith, subscribing to this program, and joining us in person next Sunday for the entire Divine Worship by visiting zionhiawatha.org. Now God's Word.
In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.
The first scripture reading is from Ecclesiastes 3, page 705 in your Bibles, and we begin reading at verse 1. For everything there is a season, and a time for every matter under heaven, a time to be born and a time to die, a time to plant and a time to pluck up what is planted, a time to kill and a time to heal, a time to break down and a time to build up, a time to weep and a time to laugh, a time to mourn and a time to dance, a time to cast away stones and a time to gather stones together, a time to embrace and a time to refrain from embracing, a time to seek and a time to lose, a time to keep and a time to cast away, time to tear and a time to sow, a time to keep silence and a time to speak, a time to love and a time to hate, a time for war and a time for peace. What gain has the worker from his toil? I have seen the busyness that God has given the children of man to be busy with. He has made everything beautiful in its time. Also, he has put eternity into man's heart, yet so that he cannot find out what God has done from beginning to the end. I perceived that there is nothing better for them than to be joyful and to do good as long as they live. Also, that everyone should eat and drink and take pleasure in all his toil. This is God's gift to man. I perceive that whatever God does endures forever. Nothing can be added to it or taken away from it. God has done it so that people fear before him. That which is already has been, that which is to be already has been, and God seeks what has been driven away. This is our Old Testament reading.
Thanks be to God.
Reading from 2 Peter chapter 3, page 1308, and we read verses 3 through 10. Know this first of all, that scoffers will come in the last days with scoffing, following their own sinful desires. They will say, where is the promise of his coming? For ever since the fathers fell asleep, all things are continuing as they were from the beginning of creation. For they deliberately overlooked this fact, that the heavens existed long ago, and the earth was formed out of water and through water by the word of God, that by means of these, the world that existed was deluged with water and perished. But by the same word, the heavens and earth that now exist are stored up for fire, being kept until the day of judgment and destruction of the ungodly. But do not overlook this one fact, beloved, that with the Lord one day is as 1,000 years, and 1,000 years as one day. The Lord is not slow to fulfill his promise, as some count slowness, but is patient toward you, not wishing that any should perish, but that all should reach repentance. But the day of the Lord will come like a thief, and then the heavens will pass away with a roar, and the heavenly bodies will be burned up and dissolved, and the earth and the works that are done on it will be exposed. This is The Epistle Reading.
Thanks be to God.
We rise out of respect for the reading of the Gospel. The Holy Gospel is found in the Gospel according to St. Luke, found on page 1115 in your pew Bibles. We read Luke 13, verses 1 through 9. There were some present at that very time who told him about the Galileans, whose blood Pilate had mingled with their sacrifices. And he answered them, "Do you think that these Galileans were worse sinners than all the other Galileans because they suffered in this way? No, I tell you. But unless you repent, you will all likewise perish." Those 18 on whom the tower in Siloam fell and killed them, you think that they were worse offenders than all the others who lived in Jerusalem? No, I tell you. But unless you repent, you will all likewise perish. And he told this parable. A man had a fig tree planted in his vineyard, and he came seeking fruit on it, and it found none. And he said to the vine dresser, "Look, for 3 years now I've been seeking fruit on this fig tree and find none. Cut it down. Why should it use up the ground?" And he answered him, "Sir, let it alone this year also, until I dig around it and put on manure. Then if it should bear fruit next year, well and good. But if not, you can cut it down." This is our gospel reading. Grace, mercy, and peace be to you from God, our Heavenly Father, and our Lord and Savior, Jesus. Amen. My text is based on your Old Testament reading, where God sets a time for everything, and in verse 11 states, "He has made everything beautiful in its time." This is our text. Please be seated. I know I said Happy New Year earlier, but it's probably not going to be. There's 1.2 billion people on this planet with an average lifespan of about 70 years worldwide. And if you run the numbers on that, 18 million people are going to die next year. 18 million. That's a lot of death. Somewhere on this planet next year, I guarantee you, there's going to be an earthquake and somebody's going to get killed. Yeah, terrible, isn't it? You're all going to get older next year. And I know for me that means the bones are going to get just a little stiffer next year. Shall I go on? Are you depressed yet? It's the truth. And if you put your mind to it, I'll bet you can think of all kinds of other bad things that are also sure to happen next year. War, hate, silence, tearing, throwing away, losing, mourning, weeping, breaking, killing, dying. All things that are mentioned in our Old Testament reading for today. On this sinful earth, there is a time for them all. And that time has come and will come again. And yet, our lesson also includes this assurance from God that He has made everything beautiful in its time. You might have heard me share this story before, but that's okay. It's time for me to tell it again. an account of how something horrible can be made beautiful. It was a story related to me by one of my professors in seminary, and it occurred while he was a pastor in a rural community. The account of a loving Christian father going out to his field one day, and as he starts up his tractor, he's unaware of his 3-year-old child running out. The child's behind the tractor. He backs up, backs over the child, and kills him. Can you think of anything more tragic or horrible? I can't. But being a very strong Christian family, they themselves, as parents, found beauty. It's not a beauty they had made. It's a beauty that God had made in the death and the resurrection of Jesus. As people would come to the funeral home, they were capable of talking about how their child is now with Christ in heaven, about the joys that he is experiencing there, about the joy they will have one day when they go to heaven and can be rejoined with that son whom they had lost. During the course of that next year, because of their powerful witness, that pastor could count, I believe it was, around 70 people who joined the church, all saying essentially the same thing. What those two parents had, we want. They saw the power and the beauty of God at work in their lives in the midst of something horrible and tragic. And those families are like our own families. Yeah, there will be good things to celebrate in the coming year, but you know there's going to be something bad too. We live in a sinful world. We live surrounded by death. And while there may be times to dance, times to laugh, times to embrace, times to love, and times of peace, as sure as the sun rises in the morning until Christ comes again, those other times will be present. And how do we as Christians respond to those other times? Yeah, we recognize the difficulty of them. But we seek from God a way to make them beautiful. We can't do it on our own. But God can. And we see this most abundantly in the cross of our Lord Jesus Christ. An innocent man, brutalized, murdered, spit upon, abandoned, alone. How can that be good? And yet we know it was Christ's own choice to be there. It was his Father's will that he do this. But because in that horrible suffering, our sins were paid for, and our redemption was won. And if God can take something that horrific and bring beauty out of it, he is fully capable of repeating that process in our lives each and every day. Yeah, there's going to be a lot that's going to go wrong next year. but look to God. When those hard and difficult times come, how does He want us to respond to it? What does He want us to do with it? How can we bear witness to Jesus and His cross and His suffering and His resurrection through it? God will be faithful. And when we seek His help and His guidance in those difficult moments of life, we will learn the truth of these words from King Solomon, that He has made everything beautiful in its time. Amen.
This program is a production of Zion Lutheran Church, Hiawatha, Iowa. Copyright, all rights reserved. Unless otherwise indicated, the scripture reading used in this program is from the Holy Bible, English Standard Version, ESV. Copyright 2001 by Crossway, a publishing ministry of Good News Publishers. Used by permission, all rights reserved. Hymn 556, Dear Christians, One and All Rejoice, was provided by LutheranTimeOut.org. Learn more about the Christian faith and joining us next Sunday in person by visiting ZionHiawatha.org.